Chapter 10. Terrified, Delphine was thrown into a dark cell by one of Azura's handmaidens. The door slammed shut, sealing her inside with a sickening thud. There was no light whatsoever, and in the oppressive darkness she could hear something breathing. Where was it? More importantly, what was it? Worse, Azura had returned the containment collar to her neck. All she had was her bare hands for protection. Never had she felt more vulnerable. I'm getting really tired of being grabbed and tagged. For thousands of years, she had fought without ever failing. Now she couldn't seem to move without screwing up. Something coughed. Delphine spun around, ready to battle. Who's there?
Me.
The voice was so weak that at first she didn't recognize it. Madoc?
Yes.
She followed the sound of the heavy breathing to find him somewhere on the ground near her feet. Now that she was closer, she could tell that the sharp breaths weren't from anger. Rather, they were gasps of pain. Afraid of stepping on him, she paused. Still, she couldn't see even the faintest of outlines for his body. Are you all right?
Just peachy,
he said in a tight tone that betrayed the excruciating pain he was in. She reached to touch him, only to